the Barbaries, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Verse 15. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. They began to pray him to depart out of their coast. When he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord have done for thee, and have had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Based on our thinking, coming from the 19th verse, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord have done for thee, and have had compassion on thee. Supporting scripture this morning, St. Luke 19:40, which reads, And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. If we are to use a thought or subject this morning, we like to use the thought, I got to tell somebody just how good God has been to me. I got to tell somebody just how good God has been to me. Somebody that you are able to reach that I cannot reach. There's somebody that you're going to see that I'm not going to see. So not only the ministers, but every one of us in here that knows anything about the good news and about how the Lord God brought you from here today and how God forgave you of your sins, you have an opportunity to share that information with somebody else. Somebody, whether it's a friend, it might even be a family member that they don't realize just how good God is. And they may wonder and ponder in their mind, why is it that you always trying to press your way to the church house? But there's something down on the inside that allows you to know that everything is going to be all right, that it is worth it all, because if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, we would all be most miserable this morning. We serve a loving God, and it's by the grace of that God and by his love and his kindness and his mercy that we are blessed to be here on this first Sunday morning in the 10th month of the year to praise God and to worship God and to fellowship one with another one more time. We thank God this morning, and We realize that if it's God that has blessed us and is yet still keeping us, and because he is God, we owe God a praise. We got to know this morning that it's not by any of our merits, but it's only because of the love of a mighty God. And so as we glorify God, as we thank God for this day, I'm sure this morning that old Brother Bruford Woods is feeling mighty good, because he already made his another year. And he can tell you this morning out of his own mouth, through many toils and dangers and trials, I've already come. I've had some good days and I've had some bad days. I've even had some times when I thought that I wasn't going to make it. But somehow, some way, God has blessed him. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I don't want to necessarily tell his testimony, but it jumped up in my spirit. So I'm going to tell it anyhow. You know how it is. Sometimes we want to tell somebody else's business. I remember when the doctor told him he would not walk. But he been walking, and he almost can get a run on if he have to. So you can't tell me what God cannot do. It's good to know God. It's good to know somebody that has gone through. And sometimes you can be encouraged by what somebody else has already gone through. So when you have your bad days, or when you laid on the bed of affliction and somebody began to tell you, or the doctor say it's not going to work, or you're not going to walk, and then you can remember Brother Buford and say, well, they told him that, but I see him walking up and down Dixon Street. So if he God to do it for him, he'll do it for me. We are thankful this morning, and I thank God, and I thank God. I know I can share his business, especially that kind of business, because he is my friend. There was a time we used to celebrate our birthday together. No shame in my game. That's my friend. We all got to understand we hadn't always been saved. Let me get back where I need to be. We are just 2 days after our revival. And it's my hope and I pray that those that attended the revival got something out of the service. That not only you felt good last week, but you got something that you can hold on to even right now. And I wonder this morning, after having such a good time, is there anybody in here that feel within yourself that you have been revived? You've been refreshed, you've been renewed, and you're ready to go on and see what the end's going to be. I believe the way the man of God allowed the Lord to use him, we ought to be able to know that in our inner beings, we ought to have been stirred up, and we should be in a position to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, the devil don't like it because we were blessed last week. Devil don't like it because you made up in your mind that I'm going to do just a little bit better. See, that revival was something to replenish and to put back some of those things that time and circumstances has drained out of us. And I said on one of those nights, if you didn't get anything out of it, it's nobody's fault but your own. I believe that some of you prayed to God for God to bless our revival. And he did just that. Even in having to go to the homegoing service on yesterday for Sister Dee Dee, my soul was still happy. And I had joy in knowing that it wasn't a sad occasion, but it was a day of celebration. A day that we celebrated the great woman that she was. A day that we celebrated the love that she had for all mankind. And so we got to understand that even in living, we are going to die. But death should not dampen us to the point to where, oh, yes, we are going to grieve. But we are agreed with expectation that everything is still going to be all right. We ought to not let anything dampen or steal our joy. The Bible teaches us this morning that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And no matter what the enemy plot against us, we can be victorious if we learn to just be still and let God be God. That there's something that man cannot do, but the Bible declared that with God, all things are possible. Today, just for a little while, I want to talk to you about telling stuff. You see, I already jumped the gun and started telling somebody else's business. That wasn't my testimony, but I just wanted to share it with you because, you know, sometimes Buford on the quiet side, he might not get up and tell nobody what God has done. So I just helped him out a little bit on his birthday. I just want to help him a little bit. But there's a time that I'm sure most of us can relate to the fact that we always have somebody telling something about somebody. And most of the time, when you tell stuff, you don't tell your own stuff no how. Anybody know that we got some snitches in the midst? I heard somebody say the other day that snitches get stitches. I think that was Minister Davis. Yeah, well, I got to tell your business, too. Man. No respect to persons. Got to watch these preachers. These preachers might be after you. They might do something to you. You got some stitches, that means you got a cut or something somewhere. Anybody know anybody tell somebody else's business? We got a lot of children, especially siblings. They can't wait to come and run and tell you what the other one done. Somebody always telling something. Somebody's always minding somebody else's business. You know how we are when we hear something or we think we know something that someone about somebody, we try to tell it. So, and you ever seen folk that want to be the first one to tell it? There's some folk you better be very careful because they have you dead and in the grave and you still got air in your body. But you want to tell somebody so quick, you want to make sure that somebody know where I heard that from such and such. Be careful of the news that you spread. Sometimes you got to go back and do your homework. You got to check some things out. And before you talk too much, find out and make sure that what you are saying is the truth. There are those of us this morning that know somebody that sometimes they won't tell a little bit. They try to tell it all. We tell that we know and we tell that we don't know. And I found that when it comes to telling, even if we're talking about ourselves, you got to learn not to tell it all. And then you got to be careful who you're talking to. See, that's something that I can tell Alexander that I can't tell Dale. And I love both of them, but we have a different relationship. So there's something that I got to hold on to when I'm talking to Dale. But when I get with Alexander, me and Alexander can go way back. And there's something that I can just lay on him and I know it's going to be all right. Oh, Lord, I just seen my other brother. Now, that brother, I love him, but you can't tell him much because he like you heard them folks talk about a broke refrigerator. Yeah. It's just like somebody done sliced his stomach wide open. He just spilled all his guts. Don't mean no harm. You ever heard anybody say loose lip sink ships? We got some loose lip folk in here. From the choir stand to the door. That encompasses this here little area right here. Careful about having loose lips. You ought to be glad this morning if you're able to hold your tongue. There are some things that you might not be able to tell. And then there are some things that you ought to be glad to tell somebody. Simply because it might help somebody else along the way. What do you think a testimony is? It is a declaration of something that has happened to you. Testifying means bearing witness of things that has transpired in your life. And we just need to be very careful that when we testify, we don't test a lie. You're not going to get up and tell the truth. Just don't say nothing. Then you got to know when you give your testimony, we don't need to know everything. You can just hit some of the spots and give us the most important part of it. But some of that stuff you ought to keep to yourself. See, when God has been good to you and blessed you in some way or another, you ought to want to share it with somebody. I looked and I found in the word of the 107th Psalms where David said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." And several times in this particular Psalms, he says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." God has been good to all of us. And if God has been good to you, then David says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord because he is good." So what is he saying is that when God has been good to us, that we ought to be able to tell somebody about the goodness of our Lord. If we've been redeemed this morning, we've been redeemed by the Lamb of God. And we got to understand when we've been redeemed, whether it's deliverance from captivity or deliverance from sickness, or we've been lost somewhere and God helps us to find our way. It ought to cause us to be thankful. When we find works and miracles that have happened in our life, it's hard not to tell somebody. We look here at our text. I messed with you long enough. Our text says that, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, talking about Jesus, immediately there was a man that met him that came out of the tombs. And this man had an unclean spirit. Now, that does not mean that he was dirty on the outside. That don't mean that his clothes was raggedy, but that means that there was a demonic inside of him that had possessed his very being, that has changed the way that he acts, had changed the way that he thinks. For the Bible declared that when he had his dwelling among the tombs, that no man could bind him, no, not even with chains. Bible said who had his dwelling there, and because that he had been of tin bound with feathers and chains. The chains had been plucked asunder by him. The feathers had been broken into pieces. Neither could any man tame him. So this man acted somewhat erratic. And always night and day, the man was in the mountains and he was in the tombs, and the man was going through so much turmoil. The Bible declared that he was crying and he was cutting himself with stones. Could you visualize in your mind this morning where this man was in his life? Now, I'm inclined to believe that there might have been a time that the man was in his right mind. But if anybody ever noticed how when the devil get in somebody, they don't act like they usually act. You ever seen somebody that one minute they're acting all right, and I don't know what it is that sort of triggers that thing. Sometimes we put it upon ourselves. I'm going to say this. It ain't in the text, but you know how it is. We got some folk that don't need to take a tip. Because they all right as long as they in their right mind. But you let them get a little drink in their body, or they get to fussing and cussing. They want to fight everybody, and they'll do anything to come to their mind. May not have been demon possessed, but you were possessed by the wrong spirit. But this man is being possessed by a demonic spirit. This spirit has him. The Bible declares day and night he was in the mountains and in the tombs, and all day and all night he was just crying out and making these loud sounds, and even going to the point of taking stones and cutting his very body. The Bible declares when he saw Jesus, Jesus wasn't that close to him because he was in the mountain and Jesus had just got off the boat and he was right there on the shore. But when he saw Jesus, the Bible declares that he ran and he worshiped him. See, the devil got to take notice when Jesus come on the scene. You got one of them that get a little out of whack when they get juiced up. All you got to do is stand your ground. Let the Jesus in you let them know that, no, you're not going to act like this today. Bible said he cried with a loud voice. And he said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus? So he recognized who Jesus was. Thy Son of the Most High God, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. God, I'm already going through. But I don't want you to do anything to me. Bible says, said unto him, Jesus said, come out of it, of the man, thou unclean spirit. God can speak a word and things will begin to change. But then the Bible declares, Jesus asked him, what is thy name? Man answered and said, my name is Legion, for we are many. So there wasn't one demonic spirit in him. There was a whole lot of demons inside this man. This man had reached a point where he could no longer be bound, not even with chains. And even in putting feathers on his feet, he broke loose away from them. No one could tame this beast of a man. This man that was possessed by many demons. Man said that his name was Legion. And they were afraid to be sent into detention there to remain in a disembodied state until the judgment. So they asked to be sent into the swine. Bible says he besought him much. In other words, he asked the Lord, said, I don't want to go away from the country. Lord, I don't want you to do what I know you're able to do. Then there were nigh to the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, talking to Jesus, saying, send us into the swine, but that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. The unclean spirit went out, entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place on the sea. There were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Now, I want to let you know that the swine fled. They told him in the city, there in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And I just stopped by to let you know that if for some reason or another, you find yourself being possessed with the wrong kind of spirit, you ain't called on the name of the Lord. And you know God will do what nobody else can do. You see, I found out in the word of God that Jesus didn't command the demons to come out or to enter into the swine, but he permitted them to do so. I want to let you know that we serve that kind of God. But the Bible said when they saw this man, and this man was sitting there that had been possessed with the devil. He had been possessed with a devil by the name of Legion. The Bible says he was sitting there clothed in his right mind. And they realized that they were afraid down on the inside. They weren't afraid because of the man himself, but they're afraid of the power of a mighty God. I stopped by to let somebody know this morning that God got all kinds of power. God can get the devil out of you this morning. For they saw that this man that had been possessed with the devil, he is also sitting there with his right mind. And I want to thank God for the swine that was in the midst. For I want to let you know when you need something, God will provide what you need. There's always a way out this morning. And the man began to pray, say, depart out of the coast. See, they wanted the man to get out of there. And this man realized, I don't want to stay in the state that I'm in. But I'm so glad this morning that I serve a mighty God. The Bible says that he began to ask Jesus, oh, Lord, I want to go with you. Oh, Lord, I want to get on the ship with you. But the Bible said that the Lord God suffered him not. In other words, he would not permit the man to go with him. But the Bible said, he said, go home unto thy friend. I want you to tell somebody about the great thing that I've done for thee. See, when the Lord brings you out of your mess, when the Lord pick you up off of your condition, you ought to run and tell somebody about how good the Lord has been in your life. Anybody glad this morning that the Lord had compassion on you? He told a man that the man departed and began to publish in the capitals. He began to tell everybody how great the Lord is and what the Lord God had done in his life. And I'm so glad to let you know this morning that I gotta tell somebody just how good the Lord has been. I stopped by to tell somebody that after we've had a spiritual revival, I want to thank God as I go back this morning for as we celebrated our homecoming service. And I want to thank God for the man of God. We are just like the man that was possessed with all of the devil. We ought to be able to say, I got a story. Every one of us in here, we got a story that we ought to be able to tell. I got my story. And you got your story. Everybody got some skeletons in the closet. But I'm so glad this morning that no matter what you've gone through, no matter what obstacles come in your way, no matter what you've had to face along the way, somehow we made it. The Lord helped us to make it this morning. And I'm so glad that of all that I've been through, God allowed me to make it this morning. God allowed you to make it this morning. And even if you feel like Elijah and you're running out of time and you feel like you're running for your life, if you got to the point where you done said it's enough and I can't take it no more, I want to give up the ghost and die, I want you to get up and know that you're not in it all by yourself. There's always somebody else in it, and you got to trust the power of a loving God. I'm so glad this morning that I decided to let Jesus be my God. I want to let somebody know this morning that when you're trying to get to Jesus and somebody else is in the way, don't worry about the crowd. If you can't get through the front door, if the back door is already locked, you got to learn how to use your imagination, and you got to do what you can. Don't give up on your other options. Don't give up on your second option, but trust the power of a loving God. Well, I realized this morning that the Lord God told us this morning that everything is going to be all right. I'm so glad this morning that I serve a mighty God. And when I think about the word of God, I find here in the word of God that the man of God told us, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And I'm so glad this morning that I got purpose in my life, and I realize that when we touch the basis of Jesus, that it's all going to come together. You got to get your mind made up. No matter what you got to go through, everything is going to be all right. I'm so glad this morning to know that I'm a child of the mighty King. And I just stopped by to tell somebody, I got to tell somebody, I got to tell somebody just how good the Lord has been. The Lord has been so good to me. And I know there's some Pharisees, there's some Sadducees, there's some haters in the house. But the Bible declared, if these would hold their peace, the rocks will cry out. And I don't need no rocks. I don't need no rocks crying out for me. Well, I come to tell God thank you. I come to give my God glory. Is there anybody in the house? Is there anybody in the house that realize that God has been good to you? Have God brought you through anything? Is the Lord on your side this morning? I want to know, is there anybody in here? Have you been revived? Do you have something down on the inside? When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, my soul cries out hallelujah. I want to thank God. I want to thank God. Anybody want to help me lift up the name of Jesus? Say yeah. Say yeah. Do you love the Lord with all of your heart? I'm so glad that I got Jesus, and everything is going to be all right. But I just come to tell you that I got to tell somebody just how good the Lord has been to me.